On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Tasha McKee, Water Program Director of Sanctuary Forest, and Galen Doherty, Lands Program Director at the Sanctuary Forest. They're inviting the public to and exploring the Sanctuary Forest hike in the Van Arken Watershed this Sunday morning, July 9th at 10 a.m. Welcome to the KHSU Magazine, Tasha and Galen.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for talking with us. So you have a exploratory hike up in the Van Arken Watershed this Sunday. Can you tell us where that is and what people are going to be seeing on the hike?
Yeah, so the Van Arken Watershed is the third largest tributary to the headwaters of the Mattole River, and it's located in far southern Humboldt County and accessed basically driving west of Redway towards Shelter Cove.
So on this hike, what are people going to see? Where are you going to take them exactly?
Yeah, so the goal of this hike, and it's really a unique opportunity that the timberland owner has provided us, is to tour the Van Arken watershed with myself as well as Tasha and also Zane Ruddy, a fisheries biologist with BLM, and Matt Cocking, forester with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And what we're going to be doing out there is getting a chance to look at the property, be it looking at forest conditions or fisheries habitat, and talking about what our vision is for the property, because for those of you who don't know, we're involved in a very ambitious public community-based conservation campaign to buy the entire 1,650-acre Van Arken watershed from the landowner, and our goal is to create a community forest in which we would work with our local community as well as tribal groups and partner nonprofit organizations to establish a holistic and sustainable management plan for the property, which would include light touch restorative forestry, as well as stream habitat restoration, interpretive hikes such as this one, as well as many other opportunities, one of which being very important to note is that once you, when you own an entire watershed, you have the ability to conduct very controlled studies and determine what the effects of your different restoration projects are. You don't have someone downstream of you, for instance, diverting the water that you increased in the streams, or you don't have someone upstream of you causing a landslide that then increases sedimentation in your salmon habitat structures.
Well, it sounds like a very ambitious and worthwhile goal. How far away are you from actually purchasing the land?
That's a great question. So the strategy, it's a five-year purchase plan, which is based on one-third private funding from, be it people in our community, people in the greater North Coast region, throughout California, across the United States, and even from donors around the world. And that one-third will be matched two-thirds by state grants, possibly federal grants, but right now we're pursuing a number of state grants. And our plan is to raise roughly $2.5 million in private donations over 5 years, and that will leverage $7.5 million in public state grant dollars.
And so in terms of where we are, this is Tasha chiming in. We just started last November, so it's not even been a year that we've been working on it. And we've got tremendous community response. We're really grateful for the community stepping up and really wanting to help take care of this place that's home and encourage other people to also help conserve this property. So we have 40 donors who are pledging to fund an acre, and an acre is roughly $5,500, and they're either paying that all at once or over 5 years, which is pretty affordable, the $1,000 over 5 years for a lot of people. And it's tax deductible. And then there's also some groups that are funding an acre. The Women's Reading Group of Whitethorn is funding an acre, and with 10 people, you get it down to $100 a piece a year. So there's all these different ways to make it work, and people can also make donations of any size individually. So I guess we're around 260,000 right now of donations that have come in, which is really tremendous for us. We've never been this successful with a fundraising effort, and it's because this land is so important. It's important for the forest, but also for the water. We've had a water scarcity here since 2002 with drought and during the dry season that is a really impacting the human community as well as the fish, and people really get it. Right now, this land is providing water and could provide a lot more water if it was restored, and if it's logged and then fragmented, it's already subdivided into many parcels.
The landowner is in his position where he needs to sell the property, and before that is going to happen, there's also a timber harvest plan which has been approved on the property, which includes 200 acres of clear cut and 100 acres of rehabilitation harvest, which is the clear cut and conversion of mixed hardwood forests into conifer plantations, which is very detrimental to the ecosystem. While it may be monetarily profitable, the cost on the ecosystem and the habitat that these mixed hardwood forests provides is invaluable. And on top of that, the property has certificates of compliance for 28 separate legal parcels, which means that they could be fragmented and sold off in 28 separate 40-acre chunks, which would be primarily for rural residential development, be it cannabis development or just back to the land or homestead development. What we've found in the Mattole is that these lands are at, if not beyond, the carrying capacity of this ecosystem, and that the more small impacts that we have on the landscape cumulatively add up to some serious problems, such as the low flows which we've been experiencing, as well as more difficulty in larger landscape-sized management, such as forest thinning for reduced fuel loads or enhanced carbon sequestration. Yeah, it just gets harder.
So what's the timeline for this clear cut then?
Well, that's a good point. So the clear cut, you know, the timber harvest plan was approved a couple months ago, and right now timber prices are also very high. Demand for saw logs right now is at an all-time high in the last 10 years, so there is every incentive to cut. That being said, we are very dedicated to working on this conservation project and seeing it across the finish line, and the total payoff for a property that has not been clear-cut is going to be much higher than one which has, and the landowner has, you know, acknowledged that with us and understands our very strong preference for not seeing these lands logged.
That's wonderful.
In terms of a short-term goal, here is to bring us up to $1 million if possible. I think if we could get to $1 million by the end of the year, we would be able to enter an earnest agreement with the landowner and really show the funders that we can do this and be able to secure some grants.
All right. Well, Tasha McKee and Galen Daugherty of the Sanctuary Forest, thank you so much for talking with us about this. If you want to go see this Van Arken watershed, there is an open invitation for everyone to go on this free hike exploring the Sanctuary Forest in the Van Arken watershed. That's this Sunday morning. Meet at 10 a.m. at the Sanctuary Forest office. And the number is 986-1087, extension 9#. Or you can go to sanctuaryforest.org for more information.